It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important story.
Out here in Colorado, we had a sex education bill that was passed. It was signed by the governor and put into law. I just can't believe what is happening to public education.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
We are now using policy that if you don't affirm something, that they use policy then to take away your businesses.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Kids are just being bombarded with darkness.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
You know, we need to get back to letting our kids be kids.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo, indeed, it is hump day, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate each and every one of you. You each have purpose. Live with intention. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. We are living in remarkable times, my friends, and this is our time in history. And it is just remarkable is about all I can say right now. I am just totally astonished that President Biden announced that his administration, he announced this yesterday, would step up efforts to get Americans vaccinated or actually, in truth, experimentally drugged against the COVID-19 with a new program that would go door to door, literally knocking on doors, urging people to get the shots. And this is what he said. We need to go community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors. That means, guess what? Let's just connect a dot here. That means there is a database, that means that they are watching us and they are tracking us. And this is not the way it is supposed to be in the United States of America. I guess let me jump in here.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up because I can practice my straight face when they get to my door, you know, saying thank you very much. Have a good, nice day. And
yeah. But don't think that it's going to, I mean, do you really think it's going to stop with that, Steve?
Well, okay, we were told, 2 weeks ago that, you know, we were going to be contacted. So I have received an email, a text, and over the weekend, through the U.S. mail, snail mail, direct something addressed directly to me. So, right, there's the evidence of a database.
There is a database, and so connect the dots. Is that okay? This vaccine is still an experimental drug. It has not been approved by the FDA. And we talk about looking at this through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And people should have the choice. And I know many people that I care deeply about have gotten the experimental drug vaccine. And that should be their choice. But this raises all kinds of questions about our country now. Really going door to door when we have people that are unemployed, when we've got China and Russia basically saying that the U.S. is no longer a world power or that it no longer has dominance, that they're laughing at us. And we have Joe Biden who is shutting down our energy sources, while on the other hand, he is okaying the pipeline where Russia provides energy for Europe. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. But we'll get to all these here in just a minute. I just can't believe it as I'm driving in, though, that Joe Biden says they are going to go door to door. Are they paying these people to do it? I mean, honestly, are Americans going to do that? I just can't believe it, Steve.
Well, obviously you're a little bit stirred up, as am I, and we'll come back to this. Don't dig in so deep that we don't do our normal things.
Let's do our normal things.
Housekeeping.
For sure.
Housekeeping.
And first thing is I like to say thank you to this team I get to work with. And that is you, producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting.
I love the way your voice changed there just now. You kind of shifted gears back to normal.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And I don't like to do a lot of ranting, so I like to keep it calm. But I'm just shocked on that. But we'll continue on here. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MUNSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, where you will get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent op-eds and our most recent podcasts. We've taken a vacation on podcasts. We're going to be ramping those up again here very soon, probably around the 1st of August. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. And I am working my way through emails as well, and I will be back to all of you. I so appreciate you, and thank you to each of you that contribute to keep our independent voice on the air. Today is actually Wednesday, so it's Wings Day at Hooters Restaurants. For to-go or dine-in, you buy 20 wings, you get 10 for free. Love those smoked wings. They're half the calories, and they have probably the best wings that I've ever had. So be sure and check that out. They have all kinds of specials, but today is Wings Day at Hooters Restaurants. Go to my website. You can click on the sponsors tab. Highly recommend each and every one of them. And click on the Hooters icon there, and you'll get all of the specials there. Great show planned for you today. We'll go through some headlines here. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group. He is an expert in mortgages. He's going to talk about interest rates and what's happening with the Fed at the bottom of the hour. Andy Berger, she is the founder for Voices Against Trafficking. But she had a really interesting question that we wanted to talk about. And that is, does America have PTSD? And I am looking forward to talking with her about that, Steve.
Well, in particular, I mean, the trauma has been coming at us from every direction. Is that PTSD in any particular realm or just in general?
Well, we'll delve into that. And my friends, remember, it is never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, the latest silent thief, and that is government-induced inflation. And then you came up with a new one, Steve.
Oh, no, I can't take credit for it. I did hear it yesterday, and I heard it again this morning, and I'm sure many of your listeners have already heard it. A great little way of making the reference is to take Biden's name and B-I-D, and then put the word inflation. So Bidenflation.
Bidenflation. And there's a lot of that going around, too. And actually, you can see it at the gas pump. Gas was around, what, 206, something like that, when Biden was inaugurated. And I saw it yesterday, 349.
Yeah, my measuring stick is a station not too far down the street here. 199 leading up to Inauguration Day, and now 3 something. So it's up like $1.35. So
you do the math, and it doesn't have to be that way, my friends. It does not have to be that way. Our quote for today, Winston Churchill. He was born in 1874. He died in 1965. We know him. He was a British statesman, an orator, an author. He was prime minister 1940 to 45 and 1951 to 55. And he rallied the British people during World War II and led his country from the brink of defeat to victory. And he said, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Boy, that's what we need right now, Steve.
He was the right man for the time. You know, and a lot of people saw him. I mean, he had that presence before World War II. And as he started rising up through the different layers, you know, people would express their disdain for him, that he was, you know, rather too fond of alcohol and any other reason they could find to dislike him. But when the pressure really came, he was the right person.
He was a real leader, had tremendous courage. And that is a time that we're in right now, is a time of courage. And this is such a unique, it's a unique kind of despotism or totalitarianism that we're in right now. I'm reading this book, Live Not by Lies, and we are in this soft totalitarianism. And there's so many things going on. The critical race theory that our kids are being taught in school, or the iterations of it. For example, in Douglas County, there's an iteration of No Place for Hate. And my understanding is there's almost 40 different schools in Douglas County that are teaching that right now. We've got a school board race that is this November that is very, very important, because school boards can be very involved in curriculum. And the teachers' unions have really bought and paid for many of these school board members and getting them elected. And the teachers' union has gone so far to the left, and the indoctrination that they have been teaching our kids is, we've just kind of been asleep at the wheel on this, Steve.
I remember, you could probably quote actual years, in the early 2000s, there was some pushback coming from the conservative side, and they actually started to make some headway on these different school boards. And then the teachers' unions brought in the big guns, brought in a lot of money from back east, and boy, all hell has broken loose.
That's exactly right. And there had been some progress that had been made on that. And I don't think I think this is different now. I think going through COVID, one of the positive things is having kids at home, parents were seeing what their kids were being taught. And in fact, Patty had found, and this is, we've got a really long outline right now, and it was that enrollment in public schools is down 13%. And you can see that parents are starting to say, this is not what I want my kids to be taught.
And that's a good thing. But you can see the left isn't going to, and the teachers' unions aren't going to just stand back and watch it happen. Sooner or later, something's going to come out of the woodwork that's going to staunch the move over of parents making that decision.
Well, parents are still the parents, and I think you're right. I think that there probably will be some move on this. The thing about it, though, is there continues to be so much money that continues to go to public education, and we need to stop that. We need to stop that. And Patty's actually working on, you know, we're looking at this Colorado Initiative 25, this LEAP program. And unfortunately, and this is an initiative that people are out there right now getting signatures, and first of all, declined to sign this Initiative 25. They want to get it on the ballot for this November. And what it is an increase in marijuana taxes by 5%, could go up to as much as 15%, but an additional 5% tax on marijuana for the children. You know, that's how it always is, Steve.
It sounds so lovely.
And this increased tax, then think about it. You can tax something to a point where it increases crime, because people move then to the black market to purchase. It brings in the cartels. Remember Eric Garner when he was, had the altercation with the police back in Brooklyn, and he died with that. And he was selling what was called singles. It was single cigarettes. And apparently it was illegal to sell single cigarettes. But he was selling them because the taxes had gotten so high on cigarettes that there was a black market for it. And so that's why it just doesn't make sense to, first of all, tax, you know, increase the taxes so much on this, because it increases crime, makes our communities less safe. But it gives all this money, Steve, to an unelected, unaccountable board that will make these decisions. And they've gotten some really good people's name on the endorsement page right now, and I'm hoping that we can get those off of that, as they really understand it. Because there's some words in there that kind of sound like school choice, that the parents might have some choices on it. It's not. The board has a pre-selected menu of things that parents can choose from, and they have a pre-selected and pre-approved group of people that can provide these services, and the money never goes to the parents where they get to make that choice. It goes from the board to the provider, and all of this is unaccountable to voters, to the legislature, or to the Department of Education. Does that sound like a good deal to you?
You know, coming out of the weekend, there was another story on Fox News regarding one of the nation's largest teachers' unions, and they were solidly backing or getting behind CRT.
Right, critical race theory.
Yeah, and it had me thinking now, and now that we're discussing this again in terms of the power and the clout, and basically, i.e., money that these unions have. And I'm thinking about the teachers themselves. They are taxed just like everyone else. Their income is taxed. And yet I'd have no idea how they pay their union dues. But you think sooner or later, the money that they're losing as individuals would make them stop and think a little bit.
Well, I think, and when we talk about the teachers' unions, let's clarify, that's not all the teachers out there. There's so many really fine teachers. But you can see if you try to stand up against this very powerful teachers' union, it's very difficult. But let's go to break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation, talk about some more of these headlines, and you won't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Yes, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Couple of things here. First of all, through executive order, this came out no less the afternoon before the three-day weekend. The Biden administration announces a campaign to make it easier for millions of immigrants to become citizens. President Joe Biden asked federal agencies to work on welcoming strategies that promote integration, inclusion, and citizenship through an executive order. That is not constitutional, I don't think, Steve. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services announced Friday the agency's plan to breaking down barriers to U.S. citizenship to promote naturalization for immigrants who are eligible. Then another thing, I just wanted to get to these headlines, and this was from The Federalist. It says, and this is by Bob Anderson, he says, the Biden removes sanctions on Iranian oil while shutting down American energy. So not only is he supporting Russia's pipeline in Europe, but he's removing these sanctions on Iranian oil and shutting down our energy. This is very dangerous, Steve.
Well, beyond dangerous, the first word that comes to mind is maybe possibly treasonous. I mean, he's not doing anything for the benefit of the American people here.
Well, and Iran is one of the biggest sponsors of terror throughout the world. That is why Trump put those sanctions on there. Let's see another one. Then the NSA, Tucker Carlson said that the NSA had been tracking him, reading his emails. And this is from The Federalist. The NSA does not deny that they're not doing that. So, again, I think that may mean that there is something there, Steve.
What are they afraid of? What? Why? I mean, it goes beyond just why and saying, what is their motivation here? And the motivation seems very plain. It's like the nose on your face.
And Carlson, I don't always agree with him on everything, but I do. Lately, I tell you, he has been so hard hitting on so many of these issues that are out there. And the thing is I guess the big picture, Steve, is they are trying to tap down the truth, because a free press would provide information. For example, with the vaccine, people should be able to do their research on it. It should be a free conversation. I mean, a free and fair conversation about it, and people should be able to make their choice. But just another thing we have learned over this time, that Facebook and Twitter and big tech, big media has shut down information that might say you might want to think twice before you get this vaccine. But look at this. Did you see this from the Epoch Times? That LinkedIn deletes the account of an mRNA vaccine pioneer who is questioning the risks of the COVID-19 shot. Dr. Robert Malone, who identifies himself as the inventor of mRNA vaccines, said that LinkedIn recently deleted his account after he made comments about mRNA COVID-19 vaccines and questioned whether they're appropriate to give to certain groups of people. "My business pays for LinkedIn premium, and I've been deleted," Malone wrote on Twitter this week. I'm surprised you could even get that out there on Twitter. And he says, "The arbitrary and capricious action has damaged our business, and we deserve to be compensated." And it appears his personal account was removed earlier this week without warning or explanation from LinkedIn, which is, I didn't realize this, LinkedIn is a subsidiary of Microsoft. Did you know that?
No, not till I read the article, but I'm glad you mentioned it because I was going to say that. So let's not think that. And there is a dollar amount tied to that, too, in terms of what LinkedIn does for Microsoft or vice versa. I don't remember, but it was big money.
And he's had an account for 10 to 15 years. I remember when LinkedIn first started, I thought, all that new technology. I mean, I can remember when all of this started. I'm really dating myself. But this this censorship that is going on, we have to ask, why? Why is this happening? And then this is another interesting thing regarding the vaccine. This is from the Wall Street Journal. It says barbershops and hair salons are enlisted in the COVID-19 vaccine push. The Biden administration hopes to reach Black Americans who have declined to get vaccinated. Some customers at barbershop Mike Brown manages in Hyattsville, Maryland, said they don't plan to get a coronavirus vaccine. They say the vaccine doesn't work or that they have heard that COVID-19 is a hoax. Mr. Brown's shop spa is just outside Washington, D.C., and it's part of a national initiative that's enlisting Black barbers and stylists to combat vaccine hesitancy. He listens, then talks about how the vaccines have been proven to work. He says, "I use my platform to advocate for truth and dispel myths," said Mr. Brown, who has also held a vaccination clinic in his shop. "I've gotten about 60% of my clients to get vaccinated." I wonder, Steve, if, as we continue on with these different businesses and universities that are mandating vaccines or encouraging vaccines, if in fact there is vaccine reactions to this, I wonder if it will be an opportunity for lawsuit, because we don't know for sure yet all of the ramifications of this. And again, if people decide on their own free will to do this, that's one thing. But this is a form of coercion. The other thing, I wonder if he's being paid to do it. You think?
Well, the doctor who had his LinkedIn account canceled, basically he's voicing his concern. There is a track record, not a good one, of younger people, and I don't have the technical health term for it, but their hearts unexplicably start to enlarge.
Well, and that goes...
Yeah, he was just weighing, he's saying the cost, not the cost, but the risk versus benefit ratio, I guess, was starting to even out. And he was just wondering, is this really worth it for certain age groups, just like the article mentioned.
Well, and then that's one other thing. We'll talk about this before we get to Lauren, and that's from the Colorado Sun. It says, Colorado plans to dramatically expand COVID-19 testing in schools next year, even as restrictions go away. And Colorado is planning to launch this massive new coronavirus testing program available to schools statewide starting this fall, a measure health officials and educators say is crucial to minimize disruption to education of kids too young to be vaccinated. Oh my gosh. So we're going to send our kids to school. Are they going to have that thing stuck up their nose on a regular basis? And I've heard that that's not really good for that. I've heard of injuries there. But anyway, we are in a remarkable time. Joe Biden is going to be sending people door to door to encourage folks to get a vaccine. And would you ever believe that in the United States of America? But let's talk to Lauren Levy. Lauren Levy, there's a lot going on out there. I cannot believe that Biden is going to send people door to door here in America to check on vaccines. You have a thought on that, Lauren?
I mean, I'm dealing with this on a on a personal level. You know, I have a daughter heading off to college, and you know, we're waiting to find out if she's going to be mandated, and you know, a son in high school waiting for the same thing. So it's on everybody's radar. I know that for sure.
Well, I'm very concerned. We're freedom people, Lorne, and if a student or a family wants to get the vaccine, they should have the freedom to do that. But this whole forced coercion thing is very, very concerning. But let's talk about the Fed. Interest rates, that's one thing that we haven't seen interest rates inflate yet. As Steve found this new term, Bidenflation, which is that silent thief that takes away your buying power and makes your savings worth less. But what's happening at the Fed? What are you seeing?
I agree with Steve. You're seeing it, you know, if you're driving around and filling up your gas tank, you're definitely seeing inflation. But as far as in the world I operate in with mortgage rates and the Federal Reserve, we're not seeing them yet. The Federal Reserve is going to release their minutes today, which is basically just the highlights of their last meeting and kind of gives a look ahead to what their thoughts are as we move on. So that'll have some market movement, but rates are down. The 10-year note is down again this morning, so rates are in the twos still, and they're holding steady. It's remarkable with everything else that's going on that we're not seeing rates rise.
Well, at some point in time, this just isn't sustainable, is it, Lorne?
It is until the Federal Reserve decides to make a change, Kim. You and I have talked about how they're the buyer of last resort, meaning that they're in there buying, you know, up to $80 billion in mortgages a month, mortgage-backed securities. And when they stop doing that, that's called tapering. When they start to come down to buying less or buying none, you will see a drastic effect. But for now, because they're in there buying, not much is going to happen, hopefully. You know, rates will stay down for a little bit until they start making changes. And that's where they might say something in these minutes that are coming out. They might give some thought to or make a statement as this is what we think we might do going forward. And that's why people look at them so hard.
Okay. Well, with this, we see inflation, Bidenflation all over right now. But if people want to buy a home, now is a good time to lock in this rate. That is something you could lock it in for 30 years, 15 years at a very good rate right now. And you need to get pre-qualified if you're out there looking for a house. And Lorne Levy, you can help people do that. How can people reach you?
The best way is just give us a call, 303-880-8881.
That's 303-880-8881. Lorne, we'll talk to you next week, and thanks so much.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Okay. We're going to go to break. When we come back, Andy Berger is on the line. She is the founder of Voices Against Trafficking, and she actually has an interesting question that we wanted to talk about, and that is, does America have PTSD? Stay tuned. It'll be most interesting.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who contribute to keep our independent voice on the air. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And on the line with me is Andy Berger. She is the founder of Voices Against Trafficking, as well as Beulah's Place. And Andy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kim. Always great to be on.
We'll talk about trafficking here in just a little bit, but you have an interesting question, and that is, does America have PTSD? What's your thoughts on that, Andy?
Well, that is something, Kim, that I've been asked, you know, quite a lot for various reasons, and I do. I do believe that America does suffer from PTSD for a few reasons. We're over a year into COVID right now. And I think almost everyone has experienced the edginess, the anxiety, maybe abrupt attitude changes, you know, definitely anger and frustrations on the road, you know, mm-hmm. in other places, you know, the just the general fear of the unknown, because first of all, the general public was not prepared for something this huge, emotionally or financially, you know, people losing businesses, families breaking up, you know, homelessness, you know, being up, things like that. And so, you know, just the simple fact of how will I eat? How will I get back to work? How do I get my kids to school? Who's educate? All those things that go into it. And what people, I think, need to understand is that PTSD is an anxiety-driven situation, but it doesn't mean it can't be managed. And I know from my own personal experience with many different things that I'm just now at, you know, the ripe old age of almost 60, you know, facing and dealing with PTSD from my traumas in childhood, and it's just something that's okay to say. And I want people to know it's okay if your anxieties are heightened, if you're, you know, you're feeling you have nightmares or you have edginess, but more importantly that there's support. And that trauma is not just abuse. It's a lot of things.
I do feel like the American people have been and are being abused big time by big media and big tech. And there's this constant trying to keep people on the edge. So we're in Denver, which is it's the High Plains. And it's kind of a desert. I mean, there's typically not a lot of rain. And so we've gone through times of drought. And my gosh, when we have that time, you see the news media and signs out there about a drought, 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 drought. And it just makes people very edgy. But everything is cyclical. We've had some very significant rains over the last week. And then you don't hear all this fear mongering about drought. It's just it seems that the media that there's always this constant trying to keep people on edge in our day and age.
I believe that 100%. And when you think about it, let's just say somebody who, you know, maybe hasn't had a huge traumatic event. Let me just give your listeners a couple of facts so they know what the reference is. We know that over 70% of adults before COVID experience some type of trauma, whether it's a horrific traffic accident or a divorce or a death in the family or, you know, sexual assault or any of those things that can cause trauma, lasting memories, lasting anxiety. So 70% of adults experience some kind of trauma at least one time in their life, okay? And 78% of our population will have PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, at some point. So now you take those figures and you slam them with 24/7 media fear-mongering, as you said, great word, with, you know, COVID, people dying, and the masses of just medical fears and all this stuff. And then you have businesses closing, you have lockdowns, you have stress because people can't go anywhere, they can't travel the way they used to. You have all of this stuff that's happening, and someone watching the news because they're anxiety ridden, they want to know, and they're trusting that what they see is actually real and true.
Well, and what we're finding out that is not the case. And at some point in time, the truth does come out, but we're seeing such an effort to tap down the truth and keep people afraid. I find it very cruel, Andy.
I agree with that. I really do. There is absolutely no reason to terrorize individuals that are hardworking, that are trying to raise baby humans, that are trying to just, you know, contribute to life and be a positive force. And yet we don't seem to be one. Like you said, the truth is very slow to come out if it does come out. But more importantly, I think, Kim, we have to realize as each individual, we have to take our own self into account and say, you know what? News is disturbing. I'm not going to watch it 8 hours a day, or I'm not going to listen to talk radio, except for your show. 8 hours a day. we're going to take a break. Maybe we'll go outside. Maybe we'll play more games with our kids. Maybe we'll just take some quiet time, or maybe, you know, read a book or something. But, and I'm not being frivolous. I have incident, or I have events, as I call them, where I don't know why I feel triggered. It's not something that's always very clear. And so the effects, whether it's homelessness and starvation, the helplessness Americans feel, you know, with not being able to control wear a mask, don't wear a mask, stay in, don't stay in, all of the uncertainty, you know, do we buy a house, don't buy a house, do we move, where can we go, you know, head for the hills, whatever it is. But what we see every single day and what we listen to is creating trauma and also re-traumatizing those who already have had the trauma. And women are almost twice as likely to have PTSD as men.
Wow. Producer Steve looks like he wants to weigh in on this.
Well, when you mentioned the cruelty factor, Monday, it was a national holiday, so we were off, and I was in the kitchen cooking, and I made the mistake of flipping on the TV. The worst mistake was it was CBS News, and I'm going to go after CBS News because the story was virus-related, and the half-truths that they were putting out there, it was like you said, it's just downright cruel. And I think, imagine their audience, the size of their audience. So that audience is basically getting this daily inoculation.
Indoctrination.
Indoctrination, a bad word to use there on this topic. But, you know, here's the trauma. Here's your daily infusion of trauma. And I was so disgusted. I couldn't get to the dial quick enough to change the channel.
Well, and...
Absolutely.
And... Andy, you also match this up with a society that is the postmodernist society that is moving away from faith in God. And I think that even puts more pressure on people because they don't have that grounding of that there is something bigger than us. And I think that can contribute as well. What's your thoughts on that, Andy?
Well, personally, and I know that you know this, you know, faith was very important in my life. You know, when I was a child being abused, tortured, trafficked by family members, you know, God interceded in my life and kept me from killing myself at the age of 5. He kept me alive when other people tried to kill me, you know, so I could go on and do whatever, you know, I'm designed to do. And every human being has that purpose and that design. But if we lack that understanding that there is someone bigger than this, there is someone greater, that there is something out there besides ourselves and besides the media, that should not be our sole source of information, support, whatever we call it. You know, it used to be that we watched TV for entertainment or escape, you know, from a stressful day, but that is no longer the case. It just isn't. And so now we're creating more incidences of depression, anxiety disorder, substance abuse, you know, and even shame and guilt. Like people who look at, if you're a mask wearer and you look at someone without a mask, it's almost like you're the demon, you know, that brought COVID into the country. And I know this, you know, from personal experience. And so we have a lot of control. And in that case, what your producer said is right. The media, as long as they keep feeding the devastation and the pending doom, the fear will keep the sheep in check. But once the sheep decides, you know what, I don't buy this, or I'm not sure I buy this, I'm going to do what I think is best for me, for my family. You know, I might even check out, you know, church or some house of worship, who knows. Once we decide that is not the sole source of our existence, then we start making progress.
Well, and speaking of church, I wanted to bring this up because this has been a journey for me. And I hadn't realized it, but many of the mainline churches, and there's Christians in all of the mainline churches, but much of the hierarchy has been moving away from preaching the gospel to preaching social justice. I had personal experience with that as well. And it actually was a journey. I couldn't quite match that up. And at the time, I didn't quite understand that social justice really was another word for socialism, Marxism. And so you have to be also very cautious about that. You certainly want to look for to worship at a place where they preach the gospel.
Absolutely. And again, that's due diligence on our part, because you're right. There are many houses of worship, churches, whatever you want to call them, that are pushing agenda, which is human. It's not from God. God has no agenda other than to, you know, love people. But, you know, they are pushing agenda and personal opinion over the faith that they supposedly espouse. And so when you have that kind of influence, churchgoers are vulnerable. You know, they're seeking, you know, that higher power. They're seeking God. They're seeking love. They're seeking the truth. And yet we have some hierarchies, as you said, even in religion and in church, that are espousing cultural issues that shouldn't even be involved in there. I mean, at the end of the day, there's one commandment: love each other, you know, as you love yourself. And we're a nation that has lost its compassion, Kim. We don't listen to each other. We're not looking to see, how can I help someone else today? No matter how lousy my life is, what can I do for someone else today? Because that's faith in action in my book.
Well, and what you just quoted, that love your neighbor as you love yourself, I think sometimes we forget that love ourself. And and I think that's an important thing to talk about. Your story is a remarkable one, Andy Berger. And this PTSD, I think that America does. There's this edginess, and there's this, all of this unknown and the fear. And that's why we search for truth. And we are Americans. I think the other thing is, and I think what we'll do, Andy, is let's go to break. When we come back, when I look at the policies that are coming here in Colorado, coming down from the legislature and the governor, as well as the policies that are coming out of the Biden administration and the Senate and Congress, this is very disconcerting. It creates a lot of fear, because I'm concerned they're not putting the American people first. And so let's go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Andy Berger. She is the founder for Voices Against Trafficking and also Beulah's Place. And the question on the table is, does America have PTSD?
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who contribute to keep our independent voice on the air as we search for truth and clarity by looking at issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do that. And we've got a long list of different force words, but one of those is coercion. Andy Berger, you are the founder of Voices Against Trafficking, as well as Beulah's Place. And our question on the table is, does America have PTSD? Now, I had pulled up the headline from the New York Post about Joe Biden saying that they're going to start to send people door to door to encourage getting the vaccination. And I know people that have gotten the vaccination just because they don't want to be bothered anymore. But I feel some stress about that. But then I was just looking at the other headlines, just running along the side here. And again, we realize they're trying to keep us on edge. First, on COVID vaccine, COVID-19 deaths causing problems for mourning family members. Next headline, GOP lawmakers split over mandating COVID vaccine for the U.S. military. Next one, one governor warns that unvaccinated people are entering a death lottery. And then the last one along here, Pfizer's COVID-19 vax proving less effective in Israel as Delta variant spreads. I mean, that can get you pretty whipped up right there, Andy.
Yes, absolutely. And again, it's it's what I call the slaughterhouse of information. We have to vet it out. We have to do all that. But the everyday person's like, I don't have time to figure it out. Okay, you know what? I'm tired of hearing about it. Go ahead. Give me the shot. Give me whatever. And, you know, Voices Against Trafficking is nonpartisan because we're a human rights, you know, movement, a human rights issue, as you know, being a charter media member, which we are so honored to have.
Thank you.
But at the end of the day, even our population that we try to serve and rescue, they have no resources. They have no options. And that's what America is feeling like right now. Like, my gosh, I can't get away from this. I can't run from it. Where do I have space to even think about what's right for me, for my family, for my friends, whatever it is? And again, creating divisiveness is a tool. Keeping people on edge is a tool. Eventually, think about this. If you have insomnia for 6 months, how happy are you going to be? How moldable will you be to any agenda, right? Because you're exhausted, mm-hmm. you're tired. And so all of that, all I know for sure, Kim, is that before 2021, in my area anyway, we had 9 pieces of legislation to go against predators and traffickers. We had the U.S. Marshals kicking butt, rescuing missing children, and we had all of this activity to help protect the most vulnerable. But who's protecting the American people now, you know, from all of this stuff? There is not a collective unit out there. And so for us, you know, one voice has tremendous power, but when voices unite collectively to combat human trafficking or sexual exploitation or any of those things, which all create, you know, trauma, we have an unstoppable movement. But you're right. Where are the fighters? Where are the leaders that are fighting for the common person, for the rights that we're supposed to have? Where are the leaders fighting for the rights of the victims that are every day being tortured and drugged and accosted for profit? Where are the leaders that are saying, enough, we need to do something about this? This is not America. This is not the way it should be. And who are we to say that, you know, person A, person B, or person C should live this way, that way, or the other way?
Okay, Andy, I wanted to move over to trafficking. It's big business. With what we see happening down at the border, and I talked with mm-hmm. one of your colleagues who's very involved with that, it's tragic. I saw the picture of the little 5-year-old boy that was down at the border, and they had just left him, and he was just crying out, and it took my breath away. Again, the word that I have is cruel. I cannot figure out this bringing people across the border for trafficking. Many of these kids have been abused. Girls, people have been raped by the coyotes as mm-hmm. they're coming yeah. across the border. This is beyond reason. But you mentioned something. You said before 2021, the U.S. Marshals were out there really, you know, really getting a lot done. Has things changed here in 2021?
I think absolutely, because from the top down, leadership down, you have to lead by example, lead by, you know, actually acting on something. And the marshals are still doing a great job. You just don't hear the stories anymore. I don't know if they have the same resources they have, but what I do know is that, let's just take the month of May, for example. In 2019, just at the border, you know, we had approximately 140,000+ cases of migrants coming across. In May 2020, it dropped significantly, like way down to like 25,000. But in May 2021, over 180,000, and that was before the floodgates were literally opened. And you're right, that 5-year-old boy. So America received the announcement that we're doing this out of compassion. We want everybody to come to America, right? You know, the land of opportunity. And yet, that's how they get here. Where is the compassion for all the children, the thousands and thousands that are either sent? Maybe the parents, you know, across the borders really believe if they pay this person who turns out to be a coyote that their child will have a better life. But there's no guarantee the child gets there in good shape, good form, or at all. That little boy is in a strange country. He has no family, no one there. How is that compassionate? And why don't we see photos of what's happening to these children, where they're being housed? Do they have bathrooms? Do they have food? Are they, you know, piled on top of each other with a blanket? You know, who's taking care of all of these innocents that are being dropped literally at the border or carried across because months ago, like probably 6 months ago, the going rate was $3,200 for any child. You can do whatever you want with them as long as the predator got paid. That's how callous we've become.
So people are buying children from the coyotes?
When they, a lot of the children come across, or, and when I say children, I'm saying 18 or under. Okay. And yes, you're right. There are a lot of women coming over that are raped and forced to, if they're pregnant, to have their baby over here or to sell the baby. That's a different topic. So 18 and under, these young people are being sold. They have a number, somebody that they have to call, or they get help calling, and then they belong to that person, or if the money's been exchanged. There are a lot of ways it goes down transaction-wise, but what we know is that, you know, people that are not related to these children are picking them up for a price to do whatever they want to do with them. There's no checks and balances. There's no vetting out, like, well, who do they belong to? Do they really have family here in America? It's a free-for-all for whatever you want to happen across the border.
It's not compassionate.
And that's what we're trying to stop. No, it's not.
It's cruel. Now, it seems, Andy, that I had read in the Epic Times a while back that President Trump had really done a lot to protect children and to fight trafficking. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yes, you are. And as a victim myself of child sex trafficking, I was so grateful for the things that he did, because we have to care about all humans' rights, okay? Every single human, whether we care about kids or not, every human being has a right to be here safely, to be protected, to have the opportunity we claim to offer. And he did a lot with the legislation. He also enabled law enforcement to do their job when they caught a predator. And that's why right now, you know, Arizona's done a great thing. They've made a great step forward with legislation that passed saying basically if you prey upon children, if you're a sexual predator, if you get caught trafficking, you will go to jail for life without early release or parole. You're done. You're locked up, never to hurt another child. At least that's a step in the right direction. Every state should do that. They should have that law.
Okay.
But we don't have anyone from the top pushing the value of human life right now.
Okay. One other thing, Andy, and we're getting short on time. I've been very concerned about the curriculum, the sex ed curriculum that's being pushed by Planned Parenthood and the LGBTQ agenda. This curriculum, first of all, our kids are falling behind. They're using the school day to divide us through critical race theory and sexualizing our children instead of teaching them reading, writing, arithmetic, critical thinking, the things that they really need. And there's only a certain amount of time in the day. But I'm concerned that the sex ed that there's going even down into preschool is grooming children to be victims of trafficking. What's your thought on that, Andy?
I absolutely agree. I mean, and hooray for Kirstie Alley, the actress, who's calling out Hollywood on creating things that encourage pedophilia and other unhealthy sexual attitudes and acts against children, because that's right. It used to be that the parent had the choice of when to have conversations about sex and drugs and all that stuff. It used to be that the kids did go to school to learn the basics so that they could be productive human beings as they grew up. And now, again, just like with churches and other organizations, it's about agenda. And how is that allowed? When did that happen? I mean, think of the stress a parent has raising their child now. Where do I send them to school? I was just speaking to someone yesterday at a meeting, and she's a young mom with three kids, and she's like, I don't know what to do. You know, they're 5, 7, and 9. I don't know if I need to start homeschooling or what, but I don't like what I'm hearing. I don't like what I'm seeing. I feel like I don't have the right to teach my children the basic values or the basic, you know, studies. And when they come home and tell me what they're learning, I'm appalled. That's exactly what she said. And well, so we have parent stress now that over this.
Well, yes, parents and grandparents are stressed over this. That's why we need to be active involve citizens, what you're doing with Voices Against Trafficking. We've got about a minute left on that. Tell people how they can become involved in this, the website, all of that information, Andy.
Absolutely. Please go to voicesagainsttrafficking.com, voicesagainsttrafficking.com. There are helplines and hotlines if you're in trouble, if you think you might, you know, have a tendency to hurt a child or hurt someone else, or you're just completely under stress. VoicesAgainstTrafficking.com has helplines and hotlines. We also need your support. We do education, awareness, all kinds of things. We are basically a human rights movement. So if you'd like to support us, lifetime membership is $25. That's it, just to keep the lights on and to keep us moving forward. But you can add your voice anytime at no cost and say, I want to help. I want to be part of the solution. That much everyone can do. VoicesAgainstTrafficking.com.
Well, and we have for much too long been asleep at the wheel regarding what has happened in America. I think there is a great awakening that is occurring now. We need to make sure that we protect our children. They are, it's our duty to do that. It's our duty to make sure that we take care of our children. Andy Berger, I so appreciate all the great work that you do. And even though we've not met in person yet, I consider you a friend.
Likewise. It definitely, Kim. One day we will meet, but for now, we're just going to keep doing the good work that we're doing.
Okay. Andy Berger, thank you so much, and we will talk to you again very soon.
Thanks, Kim.
And our quote for today is Winston Churchill. He said, "Fear is a reaction. Courage is a decision." My friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.